Well, Daniel, we have somebody very special with us today.
Brad, joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is David DeWitt. He is a board-certified graphologist, a certified graphoanalyst. He's written a couple of books, including his latest, Bullying, Applying Handwriting Analysis to Detect Potential Danger Signs and Effects. And David, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, Brad. Good morning, Dan.
Good glad morning. Good morning. Great to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
And, you know, I didn't have any idea, Dan, that someone that he knows was in here on my program a few years ago and read my palms. And I'm normal, I guess, right?
She probably didn't read your palms. She read your handwriting.
Or my handwriting. No, part of my palms.
Well, he used to write on his palms in school.
I think we all do that at some time in our life.
David, how did you get involved in all of this? Yeah. Let's start there.
Well, many, many years ago, I don't want to age myself now, but I was in the Army Intelligence Corps. And as the time rolled on, I was about ready to get out of the service. And what took place was my company commander asked me, we lost our mail clerk, would you like to be a mail clerk? So I said, why not? I gave it a try, but as I noticed, one of the servicemen had brought a letter from his girlfriend, and every week his signature, his name got smaller and smaller on the envelope. And I said, well, there's something got to be to this. And I had a handwriting book by Dell on handwriting analysis, and it says if you really love somebody or like somebody, you'll embellish their name, you'll make it larger. So the next time I saw him, I said, you notice when you get the letter from your girlfriend, it gets smaller and smaller, your name. He said, what's that mean? I said, well, if she really liked you, she would embellish your name a little bit. I hope you don't get a Dear John letter. And what took place was about 3 months passed, and he said, Dave, I got that Dear John letter.
Wow.
So that's wow. And I became a believer myself because I wasn't up to that point a believer. And then I started analyzing everybody's handwriting that I had left while I was in the service, and it became very interesting.
So how do you become certified?
Well, what I did was at first, for the first few years, many years, I self-taught myself. But as I got to towards retirement, I decided I really want to get certified. So I contacted IGAS, the International Graph Analysis Society, and I took a basic course. And then I went on to get my general certification. And I also contacted the National Association out of New York, and I became a graphologist, and I got certified that way, too. So basically there's two methodologies in this. Graphology is a generic term, but you have the trait method, which studies the individual strokes, and then you have the gestalt method. It looks at the paper, the whole paper, and you get the whole idea of the person when you look at it. So basically, that's how I got started.
You know, Dan, and I, we've got the books, a couple of them, and this book that you wrote on bullying, applying handwriting analysis to detect potential danger signs and effects. And I looked at it, and the chapter that I was fascinated by was chapter 5, mental health effects of bullying. I mean, that children and adolescents who are bullied are at greater risk for mental health problems, mm-hmm, in addition to physical health problems and decreased academic achievement. Wow. That's amazing.
And if you notice who wrote the article, is my daughter-in-law, Jade DeWitt.
That's right, Jade DeWitt.
So, David, why did you pick the subject bullying for the book?
Yeah.
Well, after I wrote my first book, I happened to be at a local church in Southbury, Connecticut, and my wife asked me to come to listen to John Halligan, whose son, back in 2003, had taken his life due to bullying. And as I was listening to him talk, he worked for IBM, and he mentioned that he took his son's computer apart. He couldn't find anything in it about, any clues that he could come up with. And after his talk, I was talking to him, and I said, you know, did you find any other pieces of paper? And he said, why? I said, well, I'm a handwriting expert, and I can see trauma, and I can see emotional stress signs, and how your child might have affected him early on. So we've been in contact, and I dedicated, if you notice in the front of that book, Brad, that book is dedicated to his son, Ryan.
Yes. Yes, right here. Yep.
Yep. And so that's how I came up with the book, and then I did some research on it, and I said, how can I use my, you know, my knowledge on handwriting analysis? And I sent a message out, and I checked with other graphologists. I found one in South Africa. She was a teacher, and she has written a book on bullying, teenage bullying in high schools. And I told her my major problem was to get handwriting samples. She said, Dave, take anything out of my book and use it, which I have used some of her information in my book. And then I found another person down in Brooklyn, New York, and he's wrote a book on Unlock Teenage Bullying. And he said the same thing to me, and I used some of his information, and I put the book together. I have tested it, actually, last year. I talked to high school kids. Basically, I talk on this first book I wrote on handwriting analysis, Discover Your Own Vocational / Career Potential. And I noticed when I do this, one school takes all the samples, they put it on an overhead projector, and I saw this handwriting of one of the students, and I noticed he had every sign that if you've been bullied, you have.
Wow.
So I said, as I was talking to the class, I said, and they're behind me, I don't see them, I said, I've been coming here 12 years now, and I said, I usually don't get into the negatives. I stick to the positives, but I said, I also see emotional signs in trauma, and I left it at that. And this boy came up to me afterwards. He said, Mr. DeWitt, I noticed when you got to mine, you mentioned trauma and you mentioned emotional signs. Did you see something in my handwriting? I said, please hand me your piece of paper. And he handed it to me. And I pointed right at the sign and I said, you're being bullied. And he went just like this. So I told the teacher, I said, keep an eye on this student because he's got all the signs of being actually bullied.
18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning, David J. DeWitt, who's with us, handwriting analysis, Discover Your Own Vocational Career Potential. And, David, this is something that, of course, you just told the story to one of the young people. Do you find that there are many in high school today that have a big, big problem? And I just was looking at one of these pages, too. There are so many teenage suicides these days. I mean, it's a remarkable.
That's true. That's, like I mentioned, I wrote my first book on, dedicated to Ryan Helligan, who took his life in 2003. And he took it because he was being bullied, and when I talked to the father, as I mentioned before, you can see trauma, you can see emotional signs. And what you're looking for, basically, is when you find a piece of paper with a that kind of writing, you look at it, is it aggressive handwriting? Usually that's what a bully's handwriting shows. If it looks like it's much milder, if you look at the descenders are very short, this looks like a loner. If it's very small handwriting, it's more introverted. But what you're looking for is low self-esteem. And it actually falls on both bullying, and it also falls for the victim. And if you look at the type of people that get bullied, a lot of them maybe have a disability or they have a learning problem along those lines. And you can pick up all these kind of signs from the handwriting. In my research, I found that back in 2015, they claimed there's 165,000 students in the United States each day stay home due to bullying.
Wow.
So, anyway,
how many?
165,000.
A day.
And I have actually talked to different ones. One person that I was interviewing about bullying mentioned that his son's friends formed a Facebook website, And what they did was they made put a girl on there instead of the boys, and they led them into getting together, or, you know, falling in love or whatever with this girl, and they spread it all over the Facebook, all over the place, and he was ready to take his life, and the parents said they got to the school just in time to put an end to it.
So wow.
There's so many different things going on out there that, you know, as far as bullying goes, but like you said, I mean, I wrote the book to show if I can come in with early signs to help parents and teachers. I think every teacher, every parent should actually, I'm not trying to push my book, but the book on bullying can show early signs of people being victimized. And I wrote about the effects. I also wrote, had authorities, especially here in Connecticut, the rules and regulation as far as what bullying, what your rights are. I totally feel that every parent should actually, and teacher, look at this book.
So, David, can you tell by just looking at a person's signature, or do you have to look at some written material on a page? How much of a written piece do you need in order to make a determination?
Okay, usually what I find is I'm not going to get 3 pages of handwriting, first of all.
Right.
I basically, if I get the signature alone, usually we're told not to analyze it, because say your name is Howard Clark, it doesn't show the senders. The senders are very important because it shows determination. It also shows the people, places, and things that you like. So you don't get these. And also the signature is your public self-image. You portray yourself in a different light. I'm not talking about politicians, but if you look a lot of their handwriting, they might be bigger than their regular handwriting. And things
that's
like
true.
This.
Right.
And so when I look at a signature, I prefer to have a basic little piece of handwriting. But I usually have the people write a certain thing. But in the situation we're talking about bullying, you don't usually get that. So if I have maybe, you know, say a half a page, that would be awesome, because then I can look at the basic things that you look in handwriting, how the handwriting leans to the right. This shows you're more impulsive. If it writes straight up and down, you have a well balance between your heart. If you off to the left, you're more withdrawn into yourself. And again, another letter that's very important that I like to have is the letter pronoun I, because that's your personal self-image. And if it's all squeezed up, you know, there's something going on in that person's life. So you look at all kinds of, like, if the writing's aggressive, things like this. So we look at irritation in the handwriting. We put it all together. One sign alone we do not take. But we look at the whole handwriting, and you get a general idea where this person's coming from. And you also, I look at their thinking, how they think. Like I mentioned in my first book here on handwriting to do with putting your personality to your career, when I talk to high school kids, I said, it's not always how smart you are, it's how you're thinking. In each one of my books, I put a chapter on thinking. I mean, if you write cumulative, which is more rounder kind of letter, Edison wrote that way. Finally, the light bulb went and he got it. But it's like a bricklayer. He takes his time. Once he's got it, he's got it. And if you're analytical, there's all kinds of things. I mean, it's hard to explain it here on the air, but when you look at handwriting, there's 3 zones. There's the abstract, the upper zone, which has to do with philosophies and concepts. The middle zone is the here and now. Most high school kids fall in there. They get up in the morning. They comb their hair. How they got to school. They're not interested in anything else. And then you have the bottom zone, which I usually stay out of because the house is a libido. And I stay out of that area. I don't want to get in trouble. So, but all your desires and, you know, you want to be fed, your concepts and all these kind of things. So,
did this just come to you? I mean, did you go to school for this? The way you told the original story, you know, when you were in the service, and that this private's letters were getting smaller and smaller, the writing was getting smaller and smaller, and you thought that something was going wrong, and it was. I mean, was this just your own imagination?
No, well, I had read the book on. I was intrigued by the book. At the time, I didn't actually believe in the book put out by Dell, but then I became a believer, and I thought, how can I use this when I get back to the States? And when I got back to the States it would never caught on here. It's more of an entertainment. Even though I wrote all these books, people rather, when I go to talk to churches or, you know, the Rotaries or the Lions Club, everybody wants to know about themselves. They're more interested in themselves than really learning what's in my books. And
well, does that tell you something? Could you determine that by looking at their handwriting, that they're more interested in themselves?
Oh, yes, you can. And if you could see people want to pull attention to themselves, you can see all kinds of things, unbelievable things in handwriting. Like, again, the signature. If you cross the end of your signature through it, there's something going on in that household. Usually when I see high school kids, I could tell there's something really going on because you're crossing out. You're rejecting the person, maybe the last name. It might be a competitive situation in the household. Different things you can see in handwriting. It's, I tell you, I'm live it. I love it. I have a passion just like you, Brad. Every morning you get up and get on this show, you've got a passion. I hear you. I love it. It's awesome, you know.
This is just phenomenal, this whole thing. Now, this day and age, a lot of the younger generation, they're not writing because of the computer, because of the keyboard, because of texting and our smartphones. We have a difficult time with some of the younger generation who work here reading their handwriting. So can you make a no offense, Kendall. Can you make a determination off of that from a generation that really doesn't write as much?
Because they don't learn it in school anymore.
Well, it's true, but I don't know if you saw the news yesterday. In Illinois, so this passed it. The cursive has to come back into the school system.
Good.
This passed it yesterday. But you're definitely correct, because the young people have actually abandoned the paper and a pen for the computer board. But your best motor skills that I found when I analyzed high school kids, they were the ones that use cursive. They know how to put a composition together. They have more clarity of thought. And, for example, I did Nanniwog High School. I do the high schools.
Yep.
I did the Waterbury Art Magnet schools. But I do the grad classes. And the kids come and they come. And my wife is usually with me because she helps them, tells them what to write. And this one handwriting I saw, I said to the kid, he had all the thinking powers in this book and that book over there. And I said to him, if you're not at the top of your class, you got a real problem. He said, Mr. DeWitt, I'm the valedictorian.
Wow.
And
can you imagine? I mean, this is unbelievable.
And then during the night, that night, there was a man walking around, looked like an ex-Marine. He was, you know, and he was following me all night. And his daughter had graduated. I didn't know this person at all. And then before I left, he said, Mr. DeWitt, would you read my handwriting? He said, what do you think I should be? When I looked at it, I said, you ought to be a cop. What do you think he said to me?
He's training to be a cop.
He's not training. He was an FBI.
Oh, he was
in Woodbury, Connecticut.
Oh, FBI. Oh my goodness.
So it's very interesting. And then I went. I talked to the Waterbury Chamber, and it was a young lady in their board of directors, and she had all the same things I saw for this young man. It was a valedictorian there. I said, why is she working here? She should be doing something else. So I said to her, you ought to be the top of your class. I always use that, Brad. She says, Mr. DeWitt, I was a valedictorian. So it's unbelievable what you can see in handwriting and how people think and how they use their...
We want to... Can you say a little bit past it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's
good.
Wonderful.
We terrific.
This is fascinating. And Dan...
Would you take any calls from the audience? I hate to put you on the spot. Okay, great. We'll open up the phones at 888-574-2723. Brad, in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair is David DeWitt, and David is a board-certified graphologist, certified graphanalyst, and visit his website. Let's talk about his website, handwritingconnectionsct.wordpress.com. That's handwritingconnectionsct.wordpress.com. And David will take some phone calls. If you have any questions, 888-574-2723, our telephone number, 888-574-2723, our telephone number.
You know, David, when you talk about bullying, I never realized that, you know, by writing that you could have anybody interpret if you are bullied or not. And I'm just curious to find out, seeing that you talk with a good many young people, how do they react to this? Are they very open about it? Do they come up to you after? How do they react to you?
Well, the answer to that question, Brad, when I tell them, you know, look at their handwriting, you could see a lot of aggressive, you know, personalities out there. I mean, depends on how they get up in the morning is one situation. Who sets you off? One of the basic handwriting traits that we look for is emotional responsiveness. And, for example, if your handwriting is very heavy, that's emotional death, that's the pressure, your mental energy. And when you look at that, when you look at this mental energy, you can see how the people are reacting. If their handwriting is very rigid, it's very aggressive. And to answer what you asked me is how the people look at this, like the kids and so forth. If I have to be careful what I say. I can't just come out and call him a bully.
Right. Well, of course not.
You know,
of course
I mean, not. You can't say things like that, but you can say that you look like something's going on in your life, and, you know, what is bothering you? You kind of, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychologist, but when you look at it, you got to be very careful how you go about dealing with it.
So. But some of what you wrote, and it's in the book, that you could make a determination by how close they're writing to the margin. Is that correct?
Okay. The margin is actually your comfort zone in your handwriting.
Comfort zone?
Oh, yeah. You're definitely your comfort zone. If you're more to the left, you're more into the past. If you're more to the right, you're a forward thinker. Even how you put your signature on a piece of paper. If you're right in the center, I usually tell the high school kids when I usually see they're in the center that they like to be around, they're the party animals in the school. And, you know, if you're way over to the left, usually I tell these kind of people, you know, you walk into a room, you look around, you don't raise your hand, you check things out. If you're way over to the right, like I said, you're a forward thinker. And if you write uphill, some of this is universal. Right. You write uphill, you're optimistic. You write downhill, you're pessimistic. If you write it straight across, you're more stable. So there's a lot of things. You want me to read yours, Brad?
Well, before you do that, down those headsets, we're going to take some calls. Yeah. 888-574-2723 is our telephone
number. And this is Robert in Vernon, David. Robert, good morning. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I have a question for Dave. I'm noticing that... when a person is in stress, for example, they're required to sign their signature in a fast manner. That the signature is different than if they're you know, quietly composed, and then you sign your signature. So how can you tell the difference between a person who's in stress and signing their signature, which they sign it differently, than when they're composed and you're not under stress? I'll hang up and you can ask. Answer that question. Thank you.
Bob, that's a very good question. When you look at a person's signature, you look at the whole handwriting to see how the person's emotional state is at the time. I mean, something upset you that morning or somebody set you off, it's going to be, you know, in your signature. Say you're getting pressure from a boss. Some of your letters will be pushed down from the top. This is called directional pressure. It's not a pressure when you use your pen. If it's coming from the right-hand side, it might be coming from your father. If it's coming from the left side, it's coming from your mother. All these little things show up in your handwriting. So if you calm yourself, I'll tell you what. You write figure eights, it'll bring it right down. You go to the doctor's office, some of them have fish in there. That's just to get you to calm down. So you got to calm yourself down, and you might write better.
So writing the figure eight calms your penmanship down?
Yeah. If you do it for 30 seconds and you're taking a test, you'll find that it's called fluidity, and it'll just bring you down. It'll just calm you right down. And
the letter eight.
The letter eight.
The number eight.
Figure eights.
Yeah.
Like figure eights.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
This is wild. All right. We've got our signatures. Analyze them.
Okay. Here we go. And... Dan Lobalo, Dan's is first, and there's mine.
Okay. Looking at Dan, one of the things first, you're both on the right-hand side of the paper, so you're both forward thinkers. You're not afraid of the future. That's great. Okay, you're both large handwriting, so you're both extroverts as far as I'm looking at your handwriting. And Dan's handwriting, he has a little open mouth on the right on his O. just says he likes to talk. He's commutative. especially he's in the right kind of job. Also, his L's, which are show that he's open to other people's opinions, which is very good. Some of his letters is kind of squeezed up, so he's got a little pressure going on, maybe because he's on the show this morning, I don't know. But also it shows in Dan, for example, he's got a little, his ending comes up. It shows he has generosity. It doesn't have to be with money. It could be with his time and helping other people. Also, his capitals are large. It says he has good self-esteem, good self, he feels
all right,
good about
Dan.
It.
Wow.
Anyway, going down to yours, Brad, you're all over the place here. But anyway, but there's a lot of fluidity in your handwriting, and which is awesome. And you underline your handwriting. You got, we call it a pedestal underneath it. This shows you have self-reliance. You don't always depend on everybody else. You do it yourself, which is awesome. In the end of your handwriting, you went right up there. You have an aggressive personality. You get things done. You don't stay around. You're always on the go. You get irritated easily. You can't stand stupidity from what I can see in your handwriting. And a little here, you're very private. And you made your first name larger than your last. When you do this, tells me you like to be called Brad than Mr. Davis. And this is what I see in your handwriting. But I see a lot of fluidity. It says you have very literary talents. You should have wrote a book. I don't know if you ever did, but you should consider it. You have points on, like on your S. You're not a total yielding person. They got to really push you to make you yield. But this says you have keen comprehension. You grasp things very easily. And it usually has to do with something you work with every day. Maybe it's your radio show. But it's some of this stuff just comes naturally to you. One of the things I see in your handwriting, which I try to change myself, is your D. You got a loop in it. It says you're sensitive to criticism. You get hurt very easily. and also over here, you also broke your handwriting up. This shows you have a lot of intuition. Einstein, they call it print writing. It's the fastest kind of writing going. And you got all through your handwriting, you have this. You're awesome from what I can see in this.
Wow. By the way, the reason the show is Brad and Dan and not Davis and Dan is because Brad is bigger than Davis, as you wrote on that page. Let's go back to the phones. Dave in Meriden. Dave, welcome to Brad and Dan.
Hey, good morning, Brad, Dan, and your guest there. Very interesting. Hey, Dan, I sent you a copy of my signature to your phone. I don't know if you got the picture, but I was just curious if your guest could take a look at my signature that I sent over a few minutes
ago. Well, we'll see if we have time. I really don't want to get into that. Maybe we can do something down the road along those lines.
Yeah, that would be great to bring them back. It's a very interesting subject, and it's, you know, a relief from the politics here for a little while.
Right.
I didn't realize you could tell so much from somebody's handwriting like that.
I didn't either.
That's incredible. Yeah.
It really is.
Dave, thanks for the call. Could you have determined Aaron Hernandez and his outcome? Had you looked at his signature?
I have not looked at it, but I belong to an organization. It's all over the websites. You know, it's on our websites. I wish I pulled it up. It would have been a great subject to talk. I didn't know how much time I had this morning, but I would love to have looked at it and see what he was feeling the last minutes of when he took his life.
Wow.
You probably could see all the signs of being a victim, being, you know, actually he might have aggressive handwriting for all I know. Sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
No, that's fine. But what can people learn from, first of all, the book Bullying? Let's talk about that.
And where can they pick up Bullying?
Okay, they can pick
this
up.
This is a fascinating, I've gone through this. This is fascinating reading.
They can pick it up at Amazon. They can pick it up at Barnes & Noble's. They can go up on my website, which Dan mentioned before. They can order the book right off my website. I have several different sites. It's actually all over the world, so it's being really publicized right now. And I don't know what else to tell you about it, but...
Well, just the cover. Let me just read this. The big... letters, bullying, applying handwriting analysis to detect potential danger signs and effects. Irritable, secretive, low self-esteem, moody, bullying, distraught, lonely, depressed, seeks attention. And then there is a picture, it's in black, of a, it looks like a young girl. Is that correct?
And the reason we actually started off with a man on there, but as I've been doing a lot of my research, I hate to say a lot of bullying is going on by females.
No kidding.
And they can be very bad, and so we decided.
Females?
In schools.
In schools,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Wow.
And
jealousy?
Jealousy.
Peer pressure?
Peer pressure, popular girls, maybe somebody doesn't like that popular girl, and they'll just bully them, and it's a pretty bad thing. Yeah. And especially like when I was young, and probably you, Brad, and you, Dan, when we were younger, you usually went out and you had a little fist fight, and the whole thing was over.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
With cyber bully, with cyber technical right. and iPhones and every other kind of thing, it goes beyond that now. And the big problem I have, my son is a teacher, Grayson DeWitt. He wrote in my book also. And he said, my biggest problem, Dad, is when they leave my school, I don't know what they're doing on the cybernet,
Right.
And they could be doing things out there that I will never know about. So,
Pam, hang in there. We're going to take a call when we come. We've got coming up on a hard break in a minute, Brad, as you know. But Pam has a question for David. So what we'll do after the break is we'll go to Pam.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, David, this is just fascinating. And it's so ironic that here you are here. And when I first got into this was years ago with a telephone call. Just amazing. And what this has become, and how many people, especially the young people, that it affects. So we're going to be back to our very special guest, David J. DeWitt. The book is Bullying, and then also a book, Handwriting Analysis, Discover Your Own Vocational Career Potential. Two very interesting and different books. No question about it. And you should pick them up. You really should. Our special guest, David J. DeWitt, Handwriting Analysis. And I'll tell you, this is very interesting. Interesting. Let's go to Pam in Southington, Connecticut. Pam, good morning. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Brad. This is Pat Senich. And I don't know if you remember back in January 23rd, 1989, when your show was called The Breakfast Club, that you and I had a whole day, a whole hour on the air. And as a result of that, we had an article written in the Hartford Courant. There was three or four of us at that time who took samples of handwriting, and I believe yours was one of them. I know it's in my file somewhere, but I am so proud of David, and I congratulate him because we, as graphoanalysts, have such a passion for this science, and it is truly scientific in nature. It is so necessary. It is brain writing, and our children will never have a certain part of their brain developed if they don't continue to get back to handwriting. And you mentioned something about that, about Illinois in the news, and that's a thrill. And I, too, have a son and daughter-in-law teaching third and fourth grade. I have gone into their classrooms, and these young people have the most incredible questions, and we really enjoy being able to let them know how important it is because it's so natural. Before a child even develops into a regular, normal human being, at 9 months of age, you can still see the traits that I did with all four of my children as they developed. Without this, I don't know where I would be today. I was lucky enough to have it when I just got out of college, and we have guided and directed the children because of that to the absolute perfect professions. One of them is someone you might know, Valentine the Clown, and it was all because of a journal from Graphoanalysis that showed a gal in the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus, and my daughter had that picture on her mirror every day, and one day said, Mom, I'm leaving for Barnum & Bailey Circus. And I thought, wow, I guess that really scared me, because that was traveling away from home. There were no phones, and she has had the most incredible career that you could possibly imagine. And I'm sure that anyone in the audience who hears that name knows it. I just wanted to thank David for bringing all this forward, because it is a really important fact. It's something that I hope in the future they will come back to. I do think they will. And for myself, it's a passion that stirs your emotions. It stirs your blood, I should say.
We can feel that passion,
yes,
Pat. What a great call. Great call.
I bet you have. But I wanted to thank you for having him on, as well as myself, over 20 years ago. And I hope that we get to meet again someday soon. Thank you very much, Brad.
Pat.
All right. Bye.
20 years ago.
Pat, I just want to say thank you for calling in. And Pat and myself actually taught at UConn adult education courses on graphology. So.
Wow. Would you believe?
This is phenomenal.
Who listens to the radio? You never know.
You're right.
This is the wonderful thing about this this medium, radio.
Yeah.
Dan, when you had it, I had these two books on my desk, and I said, what is this? And then Dan says, I got something for you.
Yep.
And just fascinating.
Handwriting Connections, ct.wordpress.com. That's David's website. Handwriting Connections, ct.wordpress.com. David, we've got about a minute or so left. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just wanted to mention one thing, for your audience out there. What I really wanted to do when I came here today was expose your listeners to the early links in danger science between handwriting and possible aggressive and dishonest behavior such as bullying. And if we catch it early, we maybe save a life. We all have a mission. Every adult, bullying is an unwanted behavior. So I'm asking you out there in the audience to come forward and help in this need to stop bullying. That's my message to you.
Yeah, that's a great message.
And that's an excellent message.
Yeah, no question.
Oh, we're gonna have you back, don't we?
Right.
This is fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
I
think it should be required reading for every school system
in
the country.
Absolutely. No question. No. Mm. How long did it take you? How long did it take you to put bullying, the book, together? David,
it took me about a year, which is unusual, but I was so possessed by hearing John Helligan talk about his son. I asked myself, actually, I got 8 children, 4 girls, 4 boys.
Wow.
How would I handle that? And I was off set to go and see what I could do with what I've learned about handwriting to see if I could help some other children early on and save a life. That's my whole mission, writing that book.
Wow. What a way to end this
the week.
Yeah, the week.